Audience, let's get our day started to the smooth sound of some John Coltrane saxophone. Needless to say, I do not own the rights to that music. I just wanted to share it with the audience. Let's talk Columbus, Ohio. It appears that, I don't know, maybe the senior lead NBO was in hibernation for the past few months. But he has appeared to have woken up. And when he woke up, seemed like there's a whole lot of destruction of people's confidence being woken up as well. I'm actually trying to find a way to present this to you without being the way I really feel about it. Somebody got to talk to that senior lead NBO in Columbus, Ohio. His mannerisms and what it is he's attempting to do is just so outdated. I can't understand how the plant manager would allow that level of disrespect to employees and some of his own supervisors, much less an area vice president who should be made aware of his behavior. But before we talk about that individual, I got to say this. Members of the union, it is my opinion that we should get together and try to write a change into the next contract. And that change should be, if you are not on the overtime desire list, you can never, or maybe possibly only the month of December, be forced to work overtime. Now, if you want to volunteer, by all means, do so. But that should be something that members should think about, and we should write that in the contract, because let me tell you something. Now, me personally, I'm on the overtime desire list. I work a lot of hours. But for those who don't want to be there, that is treachery. That, can you imagine? You want to work 40 hours so you don't sign the overtime desire list, but then you're forced to work. That's dangerous on so many levels. And I really think that if enough people agree with me on that position, that we should write to the national and see if that could be negotiated in the next contract. You know, to read something like members that have not signed or volunteered for the overtime desire list can never be mandated, forced, or whatever language they want to use to work. They can volunteer every day if so, but they can never be forced. What do you think about that, members?
And the reason I segue into that is every day at work, I see people, I hear people who are forced to work more hours
than they are able to.
And let me tell you something. When you look at the composition of the workforce, everybody is just not able physically or want to get there mentally to work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, if they're used to working 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And I think the post office has to really give that another look, because that's stressful, that's dangerous on so many different levels. But right now, it is a part of our contract, so I understand that. But there's so many things in our contract that the post office don't do, the management that they don't pay strict adherence to. And I think right now this should be one, because making people work 20, 30 more hours than they want to work isn't good on any level.
Now, let's get back to the senior lead NBL. I think that the mentality that he comes to work with every day, we should all say, or he's probably telling us, the beatings will continue until morale improves. I mean, he seems to seek out ways to make not some things, everything,
just a little more difficult than it has to be.
It doesn't matter what it is. If it has to go through the senior lead NBO, it's pretty much not going to be what postal operations says should happen, and it's going to be a lot more difficult to get it approved or to get it done, whatever the case may be. And that's just my personal feelings. It appears that I got to give you this example. And let me say, even though I communicated with the plant manager on this, I think it's painfully obvious that what happens in that building is happening because the senior lead NBO
is the force behind most of these bad decisions.
There is a PSE employee. Well, there's two PSE employees. One PSC employee has a doctor's note that says so many days, so many hours. Another PSC employee has no doctor's note, no anything. But let me tell you the difference between the two. The PSE employee whose doctor's note says she can work 40 hours a week is not allowed to report to work
because management determined
she is light duty now. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's 40 hours of work week here that Columbus, Ohio says we don't want because you can't give us 50 or 60 hours. Now, the other employee has no limitations, no anything, but is only authorized or is allowed to work 3 days a week. Do you hear what I'm saying? The employee who has a note for 40, you're on light duty. We don't have light duty for PSEs. But yet we have another employee who is allowed to work 3 days a week. Do the math. But for whatever reason, this is the decision that Columbus, Ohio seems to stand firm by. And I can't imagine that anybody with any common sense understanding how we get to that point.
And it must be something that they're teaching to new senior leaders, how to bring employees into your office and talk to them in such a disrespectful way that you have them leave crying. I mean, just sobbing. I don't know where that managerial technique slipped into postal operations, but it seems to be in play in Columbus, Ohio. We have a senior lead NBO who has no hesitation about loudly raising his voice to employees on the work floor disrespectfully to include EAS employees. This is the leadership that we're getting in Columbus, Ohio, and postal headquarters. You have to step in and at least take a look. And I want to close with a personal message to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio. Often, very often, you come in and have conversation with me pertaining to union issues. Now, all I want to say to you from the bottom of my heart is, where were you when I needed your support during the campaign? Just think about this for a second. And I respect the vote. I'm not bitter. I'm just speaking on it. If you, through your vote, tell me I'm not good enough to lead you, and now I provide that to you on a daily basis from my heart. Does that make sense to you? But because I believe I have the gift of helping people, I'm going to continue to be an employee advocate in whoever needs my assistance. Clerks, mail handlers, it doesn't matter. Carriers, I will be available to help as my time will allow. But just think about that. When you come to me for assistance, up to this day, I'm always in a position to help. But when I needed your support, I heard not a lot. No, I didn't hear a lot. So let's keep that in mind as we move forward. And maybe the next up and coming president that you have, you'll get that person a lot more support. Let's have a great day. Oh, and I want to close this podcast by saying Sunday is You Versus You Day. So if you have a You Versus You t-shirt or hoodie, please wear it to work on Sunday. There will be pastries provided by You Versus You with the shirt or without. But let's have a great day. And remember, when I say you versus you, that's the only struggle in life we will ever have. Have a great day.